And then when Baba came in, was going to come in 52, the Mondali arrived ahead of time. But before that, when I met Baba in Myrtle Beach, he called me in with Margaret, and he said, I need to know that only God and Baba and Agni know all the trouble she's gone through to keep Marymount for me. And I didn't tell him anything. Wasn't that sweet of you to mention it? I said, trouble? What do you mean, Baba? And here I have been, you know, dying of anxiety. And when Baba said trouble, I thought, well, how silly. I didn't have any trouble. It just completely vanished. No, it's a fact. I said, trouble? What are you talking about, Baba? Trouble. And so he passed on to other things. And then he said, all right, let's talk about, we're going to Marymount now. And let's discuss that. So then he said, are you sure there's not going to be any trouble my coming Marymount? And again, I said, Baba, what are you talking about? I've been waiting for 5-6 years for you talking about. And now he said, don't go to any trouble at all. I can sleep under the trees or on the floor. Who else does that? Anybody else comes up, they want to be waited on. And Baba said, don't go to any trouble. So that, I had just met him, you see. So in addition to that blinding, whatever it was, that recognition that I had with him, here he was sitting like a human being saying all these fantastic things. It was incredible. And always these little things that he was so considerate of. The tiny things, that impressed me more. Whether he was an avatar, I didn't care. Because he was too much for me in the physical.
That's the moment your heart accepted him.
Right? That's right. I know it. And so, I mean, the whole time that in his presence, all my problems dropped. Money meant nothing. Yeah. And I was just like a little six-month child, blah, 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 you know, in front of Baba. It's weird. It always happens. We always like, hey. I don't see how you could function in his presence. I mean, logically. Because everything just wiped out. So anyway, he said, now go back to Marymount and get ready. I said, well, it's all ready. Go back. The Mondali are coming. So they drove night and day, and they got there. And then they were having tea one day, we didn't have a phone at that time, and a message came up the hill from Malcolm Schloss. They had telephoned him in Los Angeles. The Baba and the group had a very serious accident. The mind just jumped up from the table, and Duncan, I gave the telegram to Duncan. He said, don't tell them, Angie, because they'll get too excited. I said, we'll go down and telephone. But they knew something was wrong. They jumped up and said, we're going with you. So we went down to the neighbors, down 3 miles down, and telephoned. And they wanted to leave immediately, and only Duncan and Adi were driving, and Adi didn't know the way. It was Duncan who, you know, he said, well, he's mine. They'll lose their way. They'll never get back. But he said, then Baba said, send Duncan must fly back immediately. So I took Duncan into Los Angeles, and there was a strike. No gasoline and no planes were flying. Only top priority. And so I told Donna, I said, you go to bed, and I'll sit on the phone, and I'll call all the stations. And they had a detour down to Texas and all over the place, and before they would ever get to Omaha, where the accident was. So I called all the lines, and I said, this is a very important person. I said, he requires top priority, and he's waiting for his doctor. Someone had been seriously hurt, and he must have his doctor immediately. I said, this is top priority. I hung up, I left my phone number, and a half an hour phone rang. And this woman at one of the airlines said, honey, I believed you. I knew that you really meant it. There's a top priority. It was very important. So well, there's a cancellation, and you can have it. So I let Duncan sleep. And in the morning, I got him up in time. And he got off to Omaha and got there very shortly after the accident. And then in the meantime, I didn't know whether the others were going, how they were going to find their way, but I showed them, I drove with them to the place where they turned off, and I guess they got there all right.